As we come into the body scan, regardless of your posture, whether sitting, standing, or lying down, do what you can to just feel a deep connection with the earth through the touch points, the feet, the backs of the legs, perhaps, the back of your body. Perhaps your arms at your side or on your lap. Feel those touch points. Connect with a bit of sense of the weight, that gentle downward pull of gravity. And begin to, as we take the support from the earth offered unconditionally, begin to take the support deliberately of the air, also unconditionally offered. Allow for some nice full breaths. And then letting the breathing settle and just be however it is, and feel body and breathing together, however you like to do that. And as we do this, let's just listen to this poem called Earth Day. I am the earth, and the earth is me. Each blade of grass, each honey tree, each bit of mud and stick and stone is blood and muscle, skin and bone. And just as I need every bit of me to make my body fit, so earth needs grass and stone and tree and things that grow here naturally. That's why we celebrate this day. And that's why across the world we say, as long as life, as dear, as free, I am the earth and the earth is me. So letting that inspire us. I am the earth and the earth is me. Pardon me. It's not just a pleasant, nice sentiment. It's actually the truth. That every part of our body, every cell, every molecule, every element comes from the earth, comes from the air, comes from the stars, and will return there. This is a truth. And so as we proceed with body scan, let's move into that truth. With gratitude, with reverence for our bodies as beautiful manifestations of the earth, to be revered as much as we would revere a great tree or a delicate wildflower. And so now, letting the breathing subside and gently go into the background. As we now drop our awareness down into our feet, and feel that deep connection through our feet. Feeling the soles of the feet, the toes, the heels, the tops. Explore your feet with a nice, direct sensory awareness, with friendliness and interest. Ah, these earth feet. At any point, with any part of the body, breathing in and out of the part so as to deepen the awareness. Appreciating how the feet may be achy, but on the other hand, how much they do for us. And breathing in and out of the feet. And then on a last breath, letting the feet be. And bringing attention now into the ankles and the shins and the calves. What can you feel here? Having a deliberate intention to become embodied. Letting go of the thoughts about body and resting in body, connected to earth. Breathing in and out of the lower legs. Releasing them on the exhale, coming into the knees. Quite miraculous, our knees, and yet they can be quite troubled too over a lifetime. With injury, maybe surgery, the wear and tear. Can we venerate these knees like we would the rough wood on a great oak? Breathing in and out of the knees. Letting them go on the exhale. And shifting the attention into the thighs. All the way up and including the hip joints. Breathing in and out of them as you will. Feeling more and more the sense of the weight of the body. Gently pulled by gravity to the earth. and breathing all the way down to the toes. And on an exhale, shifting to the hands, opening to the hands, the fingers, the remarkable thumbs, the sensitive palms and backs of the hands. The miracle of hands for writing and typing and eating and caring for ourselves and one another. Feeling the multitude of marvelous sensations in the hands. Breathing in and out of them. Letting go of the hands on the exhale, coming into the forearms and including the elbows. What can you feel here? Perhaps pulsations at the wrist. Is there an achiness? Is there ease? Is there neither? Can you feel your forearms and your hands sinking more into your laps or the surface you're lying on? That gentle pull of Earth's gravity. And then letting attention come into the upper arms, taking in the shoulder joints as well. And breathing down the arms to the fingertips, feeling the whole thing. As we feel the life of our bodies, we're feeling the life of the earth. It's just the way it is. Appreciating that interbeing, as Thich Nhat Hanh would say, through body sensations. Inter-earth. And on an exhale, releasing the upper extremities, making a gentle pivot to the pelvic region, feeling the pressure, really connecting here with that sense of Earth's gravity through the sitting bones and the buttocks, pelvic bones, the hips again. Knowing too, our pelvis encloses our lower intestines, from which we get rid of nourishment that doesn't feed us, nourishment from the earth that goes back to the earth. Knowing knowing too the pelvis is encasing genitals for pleasure, for procreation. That never-ending web of life. How marvelous. And you might feel little pulsations of breathing down in the pelvis. And as you do so, see if you can just gently let the awareness sink more deeply into the earth. Feel the weight, the pull, the ease. And on an exhale, letting attention come into the abdomen. Feeling the sensations here, the rise and fall of the belly with breathing. Possibly a sense of digestion inwardly. As plants and animals from the earth we've taken in are being digested, broken down into constituent nutrients that make up now our bodies. And on an exhale, let the attention move through the belly to the back, down into the low back region, sensing the tailbone, muscles of the buttocks, the glutes, lumbar spine, and paraspinal muscles. Powerful parts of the body that take a lot of wear and tear. Gently letting the attention move up the back, feeling the muscles and bones as you go, the movements of the breath in the back. Feeling the ribs. Appreciating as we move our attention up the back, how the spine and the ribs and the muscles are enclosing all these many vital organs. The kidneys, the intestines, the stomach, the pancreas, the spleen, the liver. And higher up, the delicate lungs. The powerful heart. Such a marvelous construction, its many constituent parts we share with other mammals and beyond. Letting the awareness, that sensory awareness, move up, come into the shoulder blades and the shoulders, opening to what you may find here with a friendly interest. We think of the Greek myth Atlas carrying the world on his shoulders, and we all do this metaphorically, and it lands in our bodies. Can we open to whatever tension we may find here, perhaps breathe in and out of it? And release that weight and just be the earth, not carrying it, but just be it. Opening too into the back of the neck. And then as you're ready, letting your attention move forward through the chest cavity, feeling the movements of the breath in the lungs, perhaps the pulsation of the heart. Letting attention move into the front of the neck. Sensing into the breathing from the neck all the way down to the pelvis, feeling the whole of the torso. With each exhale, feeling that gentle downward pull of gravity. Even as the chest is uplifted with each breath. And we continue to sit and lie here with our dignity as earthlings. Releasing the torso on the exhale. Coming into face and head, you might find it helpful to breathe in and out of it, to connect with it. And then noticing the particulars of our marvelous faces and heads. The chin and the jaw and the cheeks. the mouth, inside the mouth with the tongue and sense of taste buds, moisture. Feeling the nose, the passage of air, sense of smell. Feeling into the eyes, in between and around them. Appreciating the sense of vision. The beauty of vision, the helpfulness. Sensing to the forehead. Feeling the scalp, the cranium, appreciating that brain within, that master computer. And feeling our ears and opening to the sounds. Breathing in and out of face and head. And appreciating as we do this, the wonder of faces and all of these senses here that we share with other beings. The eyes and the ears and the nose and the mouth and the facial expressions. Letting our sense of breathing in and out extend from face and head down the arms to the fingertips. Down through the torso to the pelvis. Down to the toes. Feeling breath and body all together. Breath and body of the earth is the earth. Enjoying this abiding. And perhaps there's one particular or a few particular parts of the body that have struck you today as particularly awesome. Let yourself be aware of that. appreciate the wonder of it all. And take a few moments to really enrich the experience. And then feeling breath, feeling body all together. Letting the bells help us transition from the body scan into the next moments, into the next practices. With the nice slowed downness that the earth can teach us.